Find God, nothing else matters. Hello and welcome to Occult Lives. The opening quote was from Swami Vivekananda, and this episode is about him. He was born on the 12th of January 1863 in Calcutta as Naranda Nath Datta. Naranda, who was to become Vivekananda, was a charismatic guy. He wasn't just a great conversationalist, he was also a good listener. A playful young boy became a sociable young man, hungry to learn about life, especially the religious side of it. He visited and sat with many spiritual leaders, as Datta wanted to meditate and dedicate himself to God. Soon he found himself a teacher, Sri Ramakrishna. Sri Ramakrishna was a reclusive spiritual monk who not only practiced Hinduism, but other religions too, stating that all religions pointed to the same God. When Datta met Sri Ramakrishna, he recognized a true man of God. It was during his time with Sri Ramakrishna that Naranda Nath Datta changed his name to Swami Vivekananda, often known as just Swami Ji. Vivekananda took the same vow as his master, living a life of poverty and chastity. They studied Eastern and Western philosophy and religion, and they meditated long and often, singing songs and prayers to the divine. Together they wandered India as religious men, welcomed in towns and villages for their wise words, or spending time in the country living in caves, whilst collecting other followers and setting up a brotherhood dedicated to the divine. When Sri Ramakrishna passed away, it was left to Vivekananda to run the brotherhood. But Vivekananda had an itch. He found the life of a wandering monk suited him and his needs, and soon that itch was scratched as he set off again around India and beyond. He wandered solitary for 2 years, thinking only of the divine, whilst meeting the people of the land who wanted to hear him speak. The poor, the afflicted, officials, kings and princes all wanted to meet him and learn from him. He travelled out of India eastwards across China and Japan. There he learned of the Far East religions and philosophies and was invited to their temples. He realised how spiritually alike they were with one another and his own beliefs. Then he was told that there was to be a huge conference in the United States of America, a parliament of religions with representatives from all faiths. Vivekananda thought he should attend, and when he reached Yokohama in Japan, he took a ship from there to America. The conference was to be held in September 1893, a world parliament of religions to meet in Chicago. Our young Indian Swami was intent on bringing the East to the West. He was chosen as the man to do this. At first reluctant to take on this role of taking the religious teachings westward. When he began his mission, he used all his strength to accomplish it. The Swami had not realised that one must register to attend. He just showed up in his orange robes on the docks in America and set out to explore this foreign world. It was his first visit to America, and he was met with opposition due to his colour and his clothing. Racism hit him hard and he couldn't understand it. He spent his first night sleeping rough on the streets of the city. When he was confronted again with a hostile reception, he queried the people as to why they were like this to him, and he was told it was because he was different. He was also to discover he had arrived a month too early for the conference. The Swami was naive to the ways of the West. He had intended to beg his way around the states to the conference in Chicago, but in America this was illegal to do, and he had to survive on the small amount of money he had brought with him. The Swami was shocked at how money was used in the West. If money helps a man to do good to others, it is of some value, but if not, it is simply a mass of evil, and the sooner it is got rid of, the better, said Swami Ji. The Parliament of Religions was held in Chicago and had representatives from around the world and all its faiths, well, most of them, both new and old, from Annie Besant representing theosophy to Buddhist monks from Ceylon. The speakers each had a slot to introduce themselves, and when it came to Vivekananda's turn, he introduced himself as a representative of Hinduism, the mother of all religions. He went on to discuss how there are many streams, their sources all different, but they all came together, mingling in the rivers until they all poured into the sea. His introductory speech was well received, Many liken his belief that there is a universality of religious truths, all attaining for the same goal. The conference accepted him, which was a relief to him. It had taken great courage for him to speak because he apparently suffered from stage fright. It was in these times that science had more of a grip on the Western world than religion. The age of reason had stopped a lot of religious thought and distracted many from a spiritual path. This conference of religions was the first of its kind, and Vivekananda saw this as an opportunity to reawaken people to spiritual ways. Vivekananda was different in that he embraced other religions and faiths as alternative paths to God, and he was open for dialogue on this. Yet he found the Christian speakers were not. Many refused to discuss religion with him, and some were shocked that he made his faith universal, and even worse, that he embraced Jesus too. Vivekananda was alarmed at how religious folk proselytized, stating their religion was the one true religion, and that all others were false. He tried to explain to them that all paths led to the divine, and that all paths had the same moral and ethical standard, love each other. This included Christianity. He also accepted other beliefs and believed other gods could help the individual find their spirituality. He accepted Jesus as the Christ figure, and he wondered why the other representatives at this conference could not accept his religion and its gods too. He stressed that religion should not just be about belief, but about being, becoming a good person. He told them that they should evolve God out of man, find God within themselves, rather than look at their religious books now and again and wait to be guided. He reminded them that with all this proselytizing in religion, they should all be united in a universal brotherhood. But he realized there could be no one universal religion, as a true religion would not force its beliefs on others. Help and not fight, assimilation and not destruction, harmony and peace and not dissension, was his message to the Parliament. Vivekananda set out to wake the people up. He made them question their beliefs and how they thought, telling them not to be followers, but find God themselves. Many mistook him for being argumentative, when really he was just making them question their own beliefs. Swamiji gave speeches at the Parliament which attracted huge crowds. "I have not found a way to please all," he said, but he advised them to look for truth in their investigations, as no man had found the truth yet. He did find the theological debates to be more an attack on his beliefs and religion than discussion, and he found many of the debaters to be hypocrites in their faith and beliefs and how they actually were in life. He came to the conclusion that one lives alone, walks alone. The only answer he could see would be to create a universal religion where the God would pass on blessings to one and all, regardless of their religious preference, whether they were Christians or followers of Krishna. In this universal religion, all paths led to the one true God. He told them that it will be a religion which will have no place for persecution or intolerance in its polity, which will recognise divinity in every man and woman. Vivekananda's appearance at the Parliament of Religion made him a celebrity in America and a hero back home in India. He returned to the States for a lecture tour and found many people wanted to listen to his philosophy and learn of the ways of Raja Yoga and Karma Yoga. One of his American students, Miss Dutcher, offered him a residence on her property in Thousand Island Park. This house was situated far from any town and city, immersed in the American countryside. It was a great place for a retreat. For 7 weeks, Swamiji gave lessons to a small school of students there. Yet the Western yearning for money still troubled him. He watched the Western world become more and more materialistic, while his own culture suffered. "So long as millions die in hunger and ignorance, I held every man a traitor who, having been educated at their expense, pays not the least heed to them," said Swamiji. When his time was up in America, he sailed to England, but not before setting up a Vedanta society in New York City. He wanted the society to bring together an interchange of teachings and dialogues between the East and the West. In England, he continued to give lectures and met up on a number of occasions with the Orientalist of the times, Professor Max Müller, who wanted to know all and everything about the East. From England, Vivekananda toured Europe, continuing to spread his teachings to the many people who wanted to listen. Then he decided he wanted to go home. Swamiji had been on tour for 4 years, and his homecoming was full of much rejoicing and a huge procession. The people knew of his good works out in the West, and still remembered all of his good works in the East, when he had been a wandering monk. Well, this wandering monk had now nearly travelled the whole of the world, teaching others and learning himself as he went. Vivekananda had a new dream. He wanted to get India back on her feet. He believed a spiritual reformation was needed before a political or social one, and such a spiritual awakening would put India back to the great civilization she had once been. He wanted to eradicate poverty, homelessness, and all the other blights that marked his land. He went on promulgating this belief. India had many shrines and temples, and Swamiji decided to go on pilgrimage to them. He took some disciples with him, and once again he became a wandering monk, his devotion to the divine always intense and eternal in his quest for illumination. Take religion from human society and what will remain? Nothing but a forest of brutes. Sense happiness is not the goal of humanity. Wisdom is the goal of all life, Swamiji observed. Swami Vivekananda passed away at only 39 years of age, but in those 39 years he put the East and the West on a path together. All you have heard has been looked up and researched by myself, but you can find out more on Swami Vivekananda in books, the web, talking and libraries. Thanks for listening. Until next time, peace and out.